Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is...
Hello, this is Trina Ramsey, and you are here with us for another edition of Career Talk with Coach Trina on Life Coach Radio Networks. I am so excited today because we're going to dig deep. I'll tell you a little bit about who I am and what we're all about and what this show is about, but I'm very excited. The topic today is Career Coaches Roundtable on Job Loss, Horrible Bosses, and Other Topics. And the reason we decided to do this show is that, you know, as coaches, very much so, we spend a lot of time in the encouraging space, in the you can do it, rah-rah, cheerleader type space. But sometimes things are just, like, bad and yucky, and we need some motivation to get out of the difficult space that we're in. So I am very thrilled to have two of my colleagues, fellow career coaches, with me to share this topic, to dig in. We definitely want and would love to have callers this hour because that we've got three career coaches here to take advantage of all this brain power and experience. And if you would like to call in and ask a question or share a concern, the phone number here is 646-716-9397. So just a bit about me. My name is Trina Ramsey. I'm based in the Washington, D.C. area, and my business is Perspectives Plus Coaching. I've been on the air with Life Coach Radio Networks for about a year and a half now, and I do a monthly show entitled Career Talk with Coach Trina. And this is where we really dig into all aspects of career. We sometimes have shows on entrepreneurship. I have had a recruiter on the show. I've had authors on the show. I've had people who have been successful at launching their business and knowing how to leave their day job. So we cover everything from soup to nuts as it relates to jobs, careers, resumes, job search, et cetera. And sometimes I really like to have a nice, meaty, nuts and bolts type of a show, and that's what today is all about. And I'm really excited because we have two panelists who have agreed to join me. This is a reunion, actually. We all worked together several times in the past 6 months or so. I had a panel of career coaches on my show in December looking at the beginning of the year, and then we all teamed up to do a series on LinkedIn. So today we're going to tackle the tough stuff, and we have two wonderful coaches and colleagues that I just love working with. I love their energy. And so I'm going to start by introducing Divya Parekh. Divya, can you please tell us about yourself?
Oh, Trina, thank you so much for inviting me on your show. And as Trina mentioned, we have had some great times working together, and I love Trina and Ben. It's always such a pleasure. I don't know where the time flies. So thank you again for inviting me. And a little bit about myself. I am a Global Leadership International Wellness Coach, where I coach across 50 different countries, and I've had the pleasure to come across people from so many different walks of life and different countries. And to say something is that regardless of where we are, the problems are the same because human beings are the same. Yes, the cultural problems may be a little bit here and there. However, we're all the same, and what we are going to share today is applicable to anywhere in the country. And I coach from youth to business executives, finding that next level beyond confidence, just not being confident. It's about reaching your next best level, being your best self, showing up as your best self in every moment, in every single day of your life to be the best you can. Thank you again, Trina.
Awesome. And thank you so much. And Divya, we've worked together even beyond the career coach space. And I just love your energy. I love the way you present yourself. And I love the positivity. And also, you just have this beautiful accent, I have to say. It's just so perfect for radio. Actually, before we introduce Ben, I just want to mention, I see that we have a caller on the line already, which I'm excited about. It looked like you had your hand up and then not. We're going to let Ben introduce himself, and then we're going to put you on the line. If you are interested, push 1 on your phone. So, Ben, the Life Coach Carter, welcome back, and please tell us about yourself.
Hi, Trina. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back on the show. What I want to, I hate to break into the show like this, but I think we might be having some audio issues.
Uh-oh.
So I'm wondering if the person that's calling in is calling in to tell us that, because I was testing on my end, and I'm not getting anything. I can't hear anything, and I've heard a few people, well, not heard, I've got a couple of messages from folks saying that they can't hear.
Oh, really?
So I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're actually... Yeah,
okay.
I don't know if,
okay.
You know,
well,
technical
fun.
Oh, I know it. I know it. And we have had some great.
Now it's coming through.
Oh, it's coming. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So you have.
Okay.
Okay. Is that you on your you were just testing, Ben?
Yes.
So it looks like you have a bit of a delay, and that's okay. But
yeah,
you don't need
that's
to have
fine.
Yeah.
It just came.
Here. Oh, interesting.
Okay.
A bit of a delay. Okay. Let's see if this caller was calling about that.
Yeah.
Hang on, Ben.
Okay.
Hello. There's a caller with area code 857. Did you want to speak on the air?
Yes.
Hi there. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Karen. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, thanks so much for calling. And can
sure.
you hear us okay on your on the internet, or are you listening in your phone?
Actually, I'm listening on my phone.
Okay, and you haven't had any issues?
No.
With
no.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep rolling, and we'll just assume that if there's a delay there, that it'll catch up to itself or something.
Okay.
Okay, Karen. So what would you like to share with us or question you have?
Well, a question I have is in regards to work and the people around me. I'm with a company that majority of the employees are, you know, in their early 20s, late 20s, some married with children. And what I'm finding, because in the mornings, I actually sit at the front desk and answer the phone. And what I'm finding is that a lot of the employees, I know this may sound silly, but a lot of them just don't acknowledge you or even say good morning or how are you. And
they will not.
Me being, yeah.
Huh.
With me being an older woman, even though I don't look it, but I just find that's not business-wise. It just doesn't look good or respectable for the company. And I want to say something, but I don't know how to go about saying something without offending anyone, because they call it that's the culture. That's what the culture is. But I just find it not being professional.
Oh, interesting. So you're saying you already mentioned it to the people at the company?
Well, I've spoken to...
What the culture is?
That's basically, you know, the culture of them not speaking. Well, I share the job with another co-worker who's been there for quite some time, and you know, I'm sensing that in a lot of ways, that because I'm so young, it's almost as if they don't, it's almost as if they don't want to be disloyal to the other coworker who's been there the longest. Mm. And if they have to choose, it's like they don't want to seem disloyal. And it's just a weird dynamic.
Okay. So this is starting to sound a little bit like a bully. Is that?
Yeah, well, it's again, what I'm sensing is that they have to be loyal to the person who's been there the longest. And for me, it's not about loyalty. It's about getting the job done.
Right.
We both represent the company. It's not about loyalty that, you know, when she's not around, they're friendly and funny and kind. When she's around, they don't know my name.
Okay. So do you have a good relationship with her?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
That's really odd. I'm going to allow my colleagues to jump in here. Ben, I'm going to go to you first. Do you have any clarifying questions or anything you'd like to share?
I do, and thank you for allowing me to interrupt to make sure that we were all squared away. I'm sorry, caller. What's your name?
It's Karen.
Karen, nice to meet you, Karen.
Yes.
I'm
you.
I'm Ben. Thank you.
Hi,
and my niche, if you will, is life transformation. It's career and life purpose coaching. One of the questions that I have for you is, how does the behavior in the office affect you and affect your work?
That's a good question. I can get, the thing about it is that I can get my work done because in a lot of ways I work by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no one that I really have to rely on or depend on. I know what I need to do day after day after day. I know what I need to do. And I just come in and I do it. If I have any questions, I always go to the person to whom I'm working with. But other than that, I really don't have any reaction, any type of interaction, except for the time in which I am at the front desk.
Right. So
and that's not for the whole
question,
day.
The next question that I have then is what about this situation stands out for you in a way that it probed you to call and ask us about it? So what about it? Where's the energy around this situation? What about it is annoying or uncomfortable or weird?
Because for me, it's to the point where I feel unsupported.
Okay.
I feel very unsupported from my boss.
Okay.
With a lot of things. I mean, sometimes it'll get to the point where it becomes uncomfortable and can't discuss anything, especially if I say, hey, you know, look, this is what's happening at the front desk. You know, you say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, what's happening. Because one of the employees has been there for so long, nobody touches anything that goes on with her. It's like everyone avoids it. She's been here the longest. Let it happen. Let's overlook it. Let's be the bigger person, you know, just turn the other cheek. And that's how things have been. So now I'm at a place where, with my boss, where now I'm not trusting her.
Okay.
Oh.
We don't speak about anything. There's an elephant in the room.
Okay.
And we don't discuss it as an elephant in the room. I just come in, hi, good morning. Okay, this is your project for the day. And we laugh and joke. But for me, it's not funny because I don't come to you for anything. I don't speak to my boss in regards to anything except for any projects that she gives me. And she's good with that. She loves it. She's thrilled with it because she does this as one headache she doesn't have to contend with. But I'm holding in all this stuff that I can't speak to my boss about.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. It is. And so unsupported,
it makes sense now when you say you feel unsupported, and it makes perfect sense that you feel that way, because there is a breakdown in the way that you all communicate in the office. You know,
there is
this very, you know, very surface way of communicating. It's not real. There's nothing that's really in depth there. So my question for you is, what would you be able to do to begin shifting some of that energy? What's in your power to change? Because you know you can't change them, but what things can you start to do to implement and create a space of communication?
Honestly, I don't know. And the most interesting about it is that we have these classes that not everybody in the company attends these classes. And it's called communication and awareness.
Oh, that's fun.
But nobody communicates.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
I have to go to this class.
Yeah. So Karen, let me ask you a question. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Go ahead, Trina.
No, go ahead, Ben. And then we're going to see if Divya has anything to share. But finish your question, Ben.
What I was going to ask you, Karen, and you can clarify me if I'm wrong or not. Would you consider your environment to be a bit cliquish?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it isolates me.
Okay.
It makes me go alone. And what I've done in my cube, which is at the time in which I was doing it, it never dawned on me until someone brought it to my attention, is that I have sayings, I have pictures of strong women, warrior women, saying that you're, you know, sayings on my cube, you're strong and beautiful, sayings from Maya Angelou, sayings from Oprah Winfrey, pictures, and it's like a vision board. That's
right.
My support right there.
That
I come sit in my chair and turn around and look at this support that I'm getting.
Okay.
I actually feel that energy when I'm in my cube.
Well, that's good.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ben is chomping at the bit. Ben, let's just see if Divya has anything to contribute. And I'm kind of in the same place. It's like it feels like double dutch. Divya, do you have a question or a comment for Karen?
Karen, hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Divya. Well, nice to meet you. And I can relate to what you're experiencing because I've had few clients go through similarly, because what happens is, you know, people do get isolated, create silos in workplace. So I'll just share something that worked for one of my clients. So in my experience, what I've found is that initially, as Ben and Trina have mentioned, that the change begins within ourselves. Any change we want to make comes with us.
Yes.
So the one thing that one of my clients did was he worked with himself to such a point that none of these matters bothered him. He would go about his way, do the best he could, and then go about his own way. That, you know, it is their prerogative, the way they want to behave, and I'm going to behave the way I want to behave. However, what would happen was that even though he was continuing that way, he was quite happy. However, something must have popped up during one of the incidences, and it became, so you know how you have a sore, and if you do not treat it, it can become a boil. It seemed like that superficially everything was cool. However, after a few months, something happened and he was very upset. We went through a coaching session. And what happened was we came up with a strategy where he decided to sit down and just kind of clear his heart completely. That when he would have a conversation, there would be no judgment, no blame. And he went and talked with the person, you know, okay. Here's not, and of course, you know, this being the corporate world, you have to be very careful in what you mention, what you, how you put the things across. So the few that he kept in mind was that what was he wanted for himself out of this relationship with that person?
Mm-hmm.
What was in it that he wanted for the other person? And what was the outcome going to be for them in the relationship as well as for the other people? So the way we approached the situation was just not him in the dynamics. It was the other person. Was it something going on in personally in their lives? And what they found was that it, what my client found was that it was nothing to do with him. It was just some situations that had happened that had somehow led to the person who had been antagonistic to my client somehow be antagonistic to him. It was nothing personal, and the way the situation evolved. So these are the few experiences that I have experienced with my client, and you're welcome to take and act upon it if you feel like it.
Yes.
If not, that's cool too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that in clearing your heart space. That's very true, because when you don't handle things and you don't speak about it, I think that what happens is that it settles in your heart. And it makes it hard to even express how you feel. And I think that's where I'm at now. I feel like it's hard to express because something happened even before all of this started to happen. Because I had, you know, coming into the job, I was very enthusiastic about it. I saw a future for me. I saw myself moving in the company. But then things started to happen, which unplugged me. I became disengaged.
And then I just
started to keep to myself because I couldn't express. I couldn't go to my boss and explain this to my boss and let her know, you know, how this behavior has changed a lot within me.
Wow.
And that's the elephant in the room, is because we don't talk about it.
Yeah. Mm. I've got one more question, and then we're going to have one of the things I want to say in summarizing some of what we talked about. Both Ben and Divya touched upon the piece of you doing what you can on your end. And some of it is about the grace Divya talked about, pretty much. It's really grace and not, you know, taking things personally, not saying that that's what you've been doing. But it's hard not to, right? Especially if it's feeling cliquish and you're feeling isolated, it's hard not to start feeling like, okay, it's me against them or something like that.
Right.
And it very well could be bad behavior on their part. But the bottom line is, as Ben said, you cannot change the other person or group of people. So part of it is, and you're already on the right track, giving yourself positive messages, surrounding yourself with positivity and the images and your vision boards in your workspace and the quotes. You're definitely on the right track. But I would also say, because we do need to move the program along, and I invite you to kind of hang on, because if there's, sometimes we don't have any other callers, but we do want to touch on another couple other topics. So what we will do is mute your phone, and if you want to speak again, you can put your light on. But the last thing I want to say is that when, I mean, and this, I'm going to use a big word. It's a little too big for this context, but I'm going to use the word forgiveness.
Yes.
Because what we're really talking about is moving from a victim space to an empowered space. And part of the way you do that is by stop carrying. You said you were talking about the heaviness. Stop carrying all of that around with you. There are some things that I would like to, if we are able to talk a little bit more later.
Okay.
You know, there are some things that you can do, you know, logistically, like get HR involved, or, you know, there are certain policies that you can try to do, or there's mediation, or, you know, at least having.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Yeah. But my boss is the director of HR.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Trina, do you mind? Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Ben.
Uh-huh.
Karen, real quick, I don't know if you have a pen or a paper. I don't want you to answer these questions. I just want you to write them down and then kind of examine this stuff in your own private time. The first question that I'm going to ask you is, if you could create the perfect scenario at work, what would that look like? So what would the perfect scenario at work look like?
Okay.
And then the next question would be, what would happen if nothing changed? What would happen if nothing changed? And then one of the most important questions is, how can I learn to communicate that I feel unsupported? How can you learn to communicate that you feel unsupported? And then the last thing that I want you to really think about is, how much power am I giving this situation?
That's true.
Bingo.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, Karen, I want to thank you for clearly receiving.
Thank
you. I mean, you literally were like the first person out the gate calling, and I can hear and feel, you know, the burden that this is on you. And I'm hoping that so far what we've been able to share would be helpful to you.
Absolutely.
And if you hang on also at the end of the show, you'll get all of our contact information, so you can feel free to follow up with any of us as well if you would
absolutely
engage a little bit further. But thank you for calling in and
you.
Opening our show.
Well, thank you for having a show.
So powerfully. Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
We are, this is
thank
why
you.
We're
many,
here. We want to.
Yes. Yes. Many
yes.
blessings
okay, so
to you.
Okay, so I'm going to mute your phone. Okay, and same to you, my dear. Same to you.
Thank you.
Okay, so one of the things we were just saying in our, I call it green room time before the show starts, is that you never know the direction the show is going to take, so you just have to flow with it. And part of the reason that we chose to do a show like this is because we know that, you know, there is tough stuff out there, and that's exactly why we're here on the air. We want to be able to tackle some of those things. And we have a few scenarios that we also want to run through. And one of them is abrupt or prolonged unemployment. And so let's start out with abrupt unemployment. And I know a number of people who have been in this situation where you literally, you go to work one day and next thing you know, you're packing up your stuff. And sometimes it's, you know, a performance issue, but sometimes it's literally, you know, finances. There's something going on at the company. There's a downsizing, and they went through, you know, this whatever process that they decided that you were one of the people that needed to go. And next thing you know, now you have to figure out what to do. And so we wanted to make sure, because this is like one of the super meaty issues that people deal with on a regular basis. The job market is turning around. The jobless rates are decreasing, which is wonderful, but people are still dealing with this. So, Divya, I'm going to start with you. How would you recommend for someone, let's say two things that you would recommend for someone who is faced with a sudden unemployment situation?
So first thing that I would say is recognize that there is going to be pain, that you may feel like retreating into anger or self-pity, and it's okay. Acknowledge that feeling. It's nothing to be taken lightly. You're going through a traumatic experience. And after acknowledging those feelings, be with that feeling, whatever that is. Allow yourself time. Be aware of it. Give yourself time and space to accept it, that those are the feelings you're having and it's all right. And after some time, know that the key is to fight back. It's nothing is going to change if you do not take any action. So the key is, things happen, even if it's there, give yourself time to recuperate, recharge yourself, and action is the answer. Action is the panacea to this illness. Then we have negative feelings. Maybe join a volunteer, join up a meetup group, something, find that support that can help you move forward.
Wow. Those are both very, very powerful. The acknowledging the bad feelings, you know, sometimes, and depending on how the situation is, it's a grieving process. It's a loss, you know, and you, many times, most of the time, you are angry, and you have to allow yourself to be with that and give yourself the opportunity to sit with those feelings. But as Divya said, you can't get stuck there. You can't stay there, because inaction is a choice also, and it usually is a choice that just is going to delay the inevitable. So, Ben, would you like to piggyback on something that Divya said, or do you have one or two things that you would like to share in addition?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Divya said was powerful. Because I've been in this situation before personally, and I've dealt with it with clients as a coach, I came up with an acronym. And when people come to me with, you know, job loss, I tell them to eat an apple. And they go, what? I say, yeah, eat an apple. APPLE is an acronym for acceptance, purpose, proceed, leverage, and energy. You've got to accept that it is a shocking, traumatic situation. Yes, it did happen. You were fired, laid off, downsized, consolidated. You were all of those things, and you've got to accept that that happened to you. And then you've got to tell the truth about the situation and look at it and identify if it was your purpose. Was it just a job that paid the bills and you are in pain because now you have no finances? Or was it really an outlet for your life purpose and you feel like someone just stole your life away from you? And then you have to look at the process of proceeding. You have to proceed. You know, as you deal with your disappointment of being without the job, you've got to start making preparations. Divya said you've got to, at some point, get into action. Building the portfolio, redesigning the resume, and start leveraging. Leveraging is looking at your skills, your accomplishments, everything that you've done over the past 5, 10, 15 years of your career, and put together something that's going to sell you. And ultimately, the last thing is your energy. When you go out and you sit down and you interview, what kind of energy are you bringing into that interview? Are you desperate because you're at the very, very end of your savings and you're chopping at the bit? Are you angry and you're bad-mouthing the previous employer? You've got to be very mindful about your energy and know that when you go into these interviews that what you don't say, people hear. So be mindful. Eat an apple and be accountable for the role that you played in whatever the situation was with your job loss. And so if you can deal with the hurt and the pain and the disappointment and the shock initially, you can start working that process, and you'll find that on the other side, you may have been able to put together a really, really strong portfolio and resume to get you a bigger and better position.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's powerful. I love that acronym, Ben. I love it. I love it. And I'm going to tweet about it later. It's a little bit too many letters for me to try to tackle that while we're on air. But I was like, eat an apple.
Yep.
Easy and replicable.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you both said, fantastic things. One of the things I'll add to that is it's also really important to get your support system together. So when we go through tough times, our tendency is to what? Withdraw. We're upset. We're licking our wounds. We don't want to talk to anybody. We don't want to, relive the situation. Or we go too far in the other direction and we're, ranting, raving to everyone who will listen. But it really is important to know who's your safe space. The negative energy that Ben is talking about, you've got to have someone that you can release it to. You have to have someone that you can talk to about your anger, your hurt, your fear, your frustration. Again, with careers and jobs, this is money, and there are, the gap between the 1% and the rest of us is growing wider and wider. So there's not a whole lot of people that have have the prescribed year of savings for emergency, unfortunately. So sometimes when something like this hits, it hits home and reality comes knocking very quickly. So emotionally, you got to have a support system because that's going to help you move through these stages faster. And then also, you got to be able to ask for help. And I will say that I work with women who are in their 40s and 50s. Sometimes I use the word superwoman. These women are trained and will go down with the ship rather than never let them see you sweat. That, you cannot ask for help. You can handle this. Just keep pushing, et cetera. Times like this, people, sometimes you do need help. Sometimes you do need to go to someone for a loan. Sometimes you do need to go to someone to help you to open a door to a job opportunity, to put in a good word for you. No man or no woman is an island, and it's really important to make sure that you are not trying to push through all of this by yourself, because you know what? One of the things that my mentor taught me some years ago as a superwoman myself, people want to help. When you think about how good you feel in the holidays when you're giving gifts, when you're picking out a birthday gift for someone or something like that, or you want to do something nice for someone, you get something out of helping someone. And if you are suffering and there's someone in your sphere who can help you move things forward, who can connect you with someone, who can help you financially, who can help you get a loan, or whatever you need to do to keep the lights on, to keep your mortgage paid, to keep food in the house, it's okay to ask. And if it's the right person, many people, they are happy to help. And if they are not able to help in the way that you would want them to, they will sit down with you and they will help you figure it out because they care about you. And it's really important to make sure that you give yourself the opportunity to connect with people who care about you. So I just wanted to add that footnote to the wonderful advice that my colleagues also had. Okay. I am going to take a break, but Divya or Ben, anything you want to say about this one section before we go on and take a commercial break?
No,
yeah,
go ahead,
Divya.
No, go ahead, Ben.
Trina, what you just said was so powerful, and I've been kind of dealing with it for the last 2 weeks, the whole help topic, and I know for a lot of superwomen and a lot of supermen, real quick, we've got to redefine what asking for help is, and I just said it to someone last week. Asking for help is another way that you express the love you have for yourself. So when you ask for help, you're saying, I love myself enough, someone to assist me on building myself back up in that area where you need the assistance, where you need the help. So love yourself enough to ask for the help. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's the truth. And I appreciate you, Trina, for mentioning that, because we live in a society where we feel less than man or less than woman if we reach out and ask for help. Ask for help.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Divya.
I wanted to share the same thing that, you know, in our society, it's all about one man, Superman, Batman, Batwoman, Wonder Woman, taking the whole responsibility on their set of shoulders, albeit, you know, they are white set of shoulders, yet that's not the true sense. You know, people, there are friends, our family members who are willing to help us out. It's just a matter of taking that moment, being vulnerable, because being vulnerable is the most powerful. If you're not vulnerable, your heart will not open up. And if your heart doesn't open up, then you're not living the life to the fullest. So live your life to the fullest, reach out, and let people support you, because people who love you are just standing by your side to help you out. So that was a great piece of advice, Trina.
Awesome. Wow. I knew this was going to be a powerful session. Okay, I'm going to share the phone number again. It's 646-716-9397. And I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about a couple of upcoming shows. So here at Life Coach Radio Networks, there are three sets of stations that I've lost track. We've 35, 40 coaches or so are on the network. We all work together. This is how Divya, Ben, and I met one another. And we all have shows. Some of them are solo shows like this, and some of them are chat shows where several coaches get together, very similar to what we're doing right now, and collaborate on a topic. And we have a couple shows coming up in the next couple of days. The next show is tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday, on Life Coach Chat Channel, and it is Ask, Believe, and Receive, Demystifying the Law of Attraction. And this is with three powerful coaches, Lisa Marie Pepe, Tiffany Vanderhorst, and Talisha Ellis. And they are basically going to delve into that whole world of the Law of Attraction. It's very powerful. And if you really want to make a shift in your life, this is a great show to check into. And then on Thursday, we have our own Divya Parekh will be on the air at noon. And this is a really interesting show. It's called Message to Millennial Entrepreneurs from Justin Lafazan. Is that the way you pronounce his name, Divya?
That's correct. He's a very powerful young entrepreneur, only 18 years old.
Wow. And they've got a whole program planned, and it's great to see, and I've had the opportunity to hear some younger people. It's the millennials, they have a whole different mindset, a lot of them, not afraid to take risks, not afraid to get out there and build something, much more entrepreneurial than some of us who are a little bit more mature, I won't say older. And so I think that's a great concept for a show, Divya. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Thursday at 12 noon on Life Coach Radio Network. And at the beginning of the show, our audio, and I think this might have been what put us off track a little bit, got cut off talking about the Audible trial that we have available. Audible.com is our sponsor for Life Coach Radio Networks, and we actually have a deal with them where you can go onto their website and get a free trial for a month. You can download a book, an audio book. They have a whole plethora of anything from classics to business books to novels. And it's wonderful if you spend a lot of time in your car like I do. It's great to be able to give yourself something positive while you were on the road. And if you're interested in that, please type in audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, and you'll be able to download a book. Okay, we're back. All right, so I'm looking through our list of topics, and the hour is flying by so quickly. We might want to do a part two to this one, guys. So we've talked about a little bit. We were going to talk about horrible boss and toxic workplace. I feel like we touched upon that with our caller a bit, so I'm going to skip over that one. Let's talk about job search for people who were in their 50s and 60s. So, unfortunately, we know that we are in a world right now where the population is aging. We also have a young and vibrant set of millennials we were just talking about who are entering the workplace. And sometimes people who, after they hit a certain age, it's very difficult to find a new job, partially because people are looking at you and they see your gray hair and they're thinking, okay, how soon until this person retires? So how much time, if I hire this person, how much time will I actually get out of them versus hiring someone younger? I also talked to a family member who has been out in the workforce and done all kinds of things over 30 years, and even though he doesn't look older, the resume shows. Like, you can't, it's hard to, like, not show when you have 30 years of work experience. And so sometimes even getting people to want to talk to you, they'll pass you by. Or the other thing is that, you know, you've gotten to a certain point in your career that your salary requirements are a little bit higher than what employers may want to pay. So we wanted to spend some time talking about this. And I'll start out with Divya. Do you have any tips for someone who is a little bit more mature, who is in the job market, and is facing this challenge?
Trina, that's a great topic you have touched on, because this has become a challenge, and there are studies out there that have shown that the average duration of unemployment for job seekers that are 55 and older is around 54.3 weeks, according to the statistics in December 2014, in comparison to 28.2 weeks for younger workers. So few recommendations that have been out there is, don't wait till your unemployment runs out. Start looking for your job straight away. And one of the key things is that if you see that, you know, it's going to take time, which as you have seen based on the statistics, join a volunteer organization, take on a role. You could be a director of, let's say, something, you know, chapter of National Association of Executives or National Association of Managers, or if you have had the PMI, which is for the project management, take on a role of responsibility. So even if it takes that time during that gap, you will be able to show that you are actively involved with some organization employing your skills that you had from your previous job. Another thing is, you can go ahead and consult for free or even for a very lower minimal amount to small startup companies, which may not bring in the money. However, the biggest challenge is that how do you explain that long gap or short gap is that shows, you're a person of action. You have moved on. And also, what I would recommend is that even before waiting to go use these tactics, like, you know, while you're unemployed, especially if you're in your 40s and 50s, become a member of something, be active in it. So you're already in that position, so that way the transition is easier. Then a couple of other things is work your network. There's nothing like going through your personal contacts, somebody putting in a good word for you, and you'll be able to avoid a lot of implicit discrimination if someone who knows you is willing to vouch for you.
That's perfect. These are really great suggestions. And I'm going to pass the mic to Ben to see if he has other things to add to this wonderful list of suggestions that you put together. Divya?
Yeah. I mean, Divya is always right on, and I hope that everyone...
You are right on too, Ben and Trina.
But I hope that everyone that's listening they're taking what you're saying to heart. So especially when you talk about the volunteer piece, I personally in the last year and a half have gotten 3 jobs from volunteering. And it is something that you absolutely have to invest in. That's on a personal level. It's also out there statistically that when you volunteer and you begin to network, that it opens up so many doors for you. So I know a lot of people, they listen and they think, but I need money. I'm not working for free. Believe me, you're not working for free. You're building your network. You're building your portfolio. You're building your personal brand. And if you want to get into that conversation a little bit more, you got to go listen to our LinkedIn call. But for people who are mature in age and getting back out there, the first thing that I would say is continue education. So I come from IT, and IT is always evolving, always changing. You have got to stay relevant. You have got to be an expert and a guru in what you do. So if it's going back to formal school, if you take asynchronous learning, distance learning, you have got to have some type of continued education. What you did 5, 10, 15, 30 years ago may not be relevant now. We're not talking about mainframe computers anymore. We're talking about virtualizing everything. We're talking about putting everything in the cloud. You've got to be able to speak the language. Just the quantity of time doesn't necessarily show your quality of time. So continue to educate yourself, stay relevant, be an expert, and then be versatile. Be willing to change. Divya said it. Consult. If you don't have, and Trina had a show many, many months ago, some slashes behind what you do, then you'll come across as one-dimensional. You'll come across as stale, as surface, as outdated. You need to be able to be versatile so that people know, if I hire you, it doesn't matter if you're 50, 55, 60, and I come to you with a new project, you won't have a 30-year-old work mindset that you'll go, oh, okay, I can make that work. Let's jump on this project. Even though it may not have been in my job description, let's make it happen. So remain versatile, remain relevant, and most of all, continue your education in some capacity to show people that you're not stagnant, you're not stopped. And there are a lot of networking sites out there. One of them is LinkedIn. Another is meetup.com, M-E-E-T-U-P.com. Take advantage of technology and learn to use it.
Fantastic. I mean, I'm telling you, this is why I love working with you guys. Well, first of all, you make my job easier. But, I mean, the wealth of knowledge, and I hope if you're listening and if you know someone who is in any of these situations, the link that you're listening to, it turns into a recording. So you can take this link and email it to someone, tweet it to someone, tag them, share the information. It's really important. So I'm going to push forward. And the only thing that I would say to add to this is if you are in that age range, it would behoove you to do some of these things while you're working now. So you don't want to wait until, you know, you're facing a dire situation. Get out there and network. Do the volunteering. Get involved with trade organizations. Beef up your resume. Learn a skill that will make you much more marketable and up-to-date in what you're doing, or even next level in what you're doing. So that's going to make you jump out. And you can jump up, too. Dance a little. To stand out in the crowd when it is time for you to make a move so that you're not just depending on your many years of experience to get you through, because you got to stay current and relevant. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I want to hit one more topic before we close the show. And, okay, this is a good one. Very similar, but let's see if we would add anything onto this. So in some cases, we will have someone who is re-entering the workforce, and they've been out for a while. It might be a mother who has, or a father who has chosen to stay at home and take care of their children for several years, maybe even for quite some time until the kids go to college. So you actually are kind of in a different space than when you were years ago. And you also have this gap in your resume, the dreaded gap. It may be a situation where you decided to start a business and life happened and something happened with the business, or you just decided to move forward and do something different, or that it was important for you to get back and, you know, maybe you want to pad your retirement and you need to start making a salary again. There's a billion reasons that people have these little stints of inactivity in their resume, and the first thing that happens when it hits somebody's desk is they screen you out. Oh, there's a gap. What's wrong with them? You know. So I just wanted to, and we'll start with Ben. I just wanted to see if you had, we only have time for one tip. If you have one tip to share with someone who has a gap and is looking at reentering the workforce.
Get a coach.
Ah, perfect. Do you want to elaborate?
Get a coach. Get a coach immediately so that you can begin building strategies and making preparation on what to expect when you get back out there. One of the things that has been an underlining, and maybe not so much so, but it's been a hot topic playing in the background since we've been talking, is the emotional impact that the job and the career has on us. And you have got to prepare for what that's going to feel like and look like. And if you go out there butt naked to the world, you will feel exposed and you'll feel breezes in places that you didn't know existed. So get a coach so that you can make preparation, build strategies, and hit the ground running. Get a coach.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. And I will also say that a coach can help you. I know I do resumes. I think you do too, Ben.
I do.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Yeah. But we can help you work on how to put your best foot forward and not, you know, you definitely don't want to misrepresent. But there are ways that you can actually parlay some of the experience that you've had while you were out of the market, particularly if you're in business for yourself. But a lot of times, even when people are not working and they're taking care of their family, then they're actually on boards, they're volunteering, they're leading committees, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of rich stuff in your background that you may not even be thinking about because you weren't getting paid for it. Divya, anything you want to add to that?
Oh, I completely agree with what Ben mentioned. That would give you a leap forward and a great start. So the two things I would mention is that, you know, as even with the gap, two simple things that most people don't do. Coming from a science background, I usually follow through with always with the statistics is, again, 2/3 of workers don't follow up with their employers after submitting the resume for consideration. So I would say as you apply, do a follow through. And in your cover letters, before you send your cover letter out for a particular job application, research the company and come up with customized idea to your prospective employer that how your expertise could help them move forward in a certain area. So see what your job is, and that will make you stand apart from the crowds of other applications, because now you're here, not only you're thinking about your prospective employer, you are showing your critical thinking skills, how you can be beneficial, the value that you're going to bring to the table. And that will definitely move you past the hurdle.
Absolutely. That's right. You know what? I'm so glad because we went this whole hour without talking about a cover letter. That, in this day of technology, you know, where you can email you your PDF of your resume, sometimes people forget to actually really spend time on a quality cover letter. And that is like, it seems like a no-brainer, but a lot of people gloss over it. Or they leave it to be like, you know, two lines in an email that says, yes, I'm applying for XYZ position and attached, please find my resume. Okay, thank you. I actually talked to my HR director once who said that she was getting resumes where people weren't even saying, and she was hiring for more than one position. They weren't even saying what position they were, you know, applying for. So, you know, of course, that goes right into the trash can, because it's like, I'm not going to take the time to put the puzzle pieces together for you. But this is when you have some kind of shift, when you have a gap, when you have something that, even if you're also applying for a position that doesn't exactly match your job history, so if you're looking at doing a career change or repackaging yourself, rebranding yourself, and you want to try something new, the cover letter is the place that can help you to spell that out very clearly. And it shouldn't be more than a page, but you can take a couple of meaty paragraphs and really make your case and really sell yourself. Okay, guys, it's the hour's up already. I knew this was going to be action-packed, and I really do think we might want to consider doing another show.
I'd love to.
Of you listening, if you really want more, if you know any one of us personally, you know, reach out to us and say, yes, please do a part two. But we are, you know, I think this is something we might want to do. So we're going to take a minute and share with you what we have going on, what's coming up, and how to get in touch with us. Divya, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Trina, for inviting me to the show. As always, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And thank you for listening to us. Greatly appreciated your participation, listeners. And if you need to reach me, my contact information is contact@diviaparekh.com, and it's spelled D-I-V as in Victor, Y-A-P-A-R-E-K-H.com. And also, if you would like to download a free report, which is going to help you how to set your goals in such a manner that you can achieve your goals along with your vision, please visit my website, www.diviaparekh.com, to download the free report. Thank you, and we are committed to your success. Until next time.
And thank you so much. Always a pleasure, Divya. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for adding so powerfully to this show tonight. Okay, Ben, my dear.
All righty. Thank you all. This was so much fun, and the hour went by in like 60 seconds. I am Ben Carter, Life Transformation Coach. You can find me on Facebook at the Ben Carter Coaching Experience. My website is livellccoaching.com. You can download free ebooks, free e-courses, a bunch of stuff to help you get a clue in your life. I do life transformation for people who are really looking to transform their careers and find purpose in their careers. And so I just like to leave everybody with the message that you all should get a clue when you go into work tomorrow. Get a clue. And clue is another acronym. And it's just communicate. Don't run away from your boss, from your supervisor. Learn how to communicate with them effectively. Learn their mannerisms. Learn what makes them tick. Understand the demands of your position and don't fight it. And remember to engage. Engage what makes you afraid on your job, so that you can get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I appreciate you guys for listening. I appreciate Trina. She does a fantastic job. Divya is, like she said, she's very scientific, so listen to everything that she says because it's correct. And we'd like to hear from you. Please
awesome.
Reach out to us.
Awesome. And Ben, I love working with Ben because he always has this great energy. And the acronyms, I just love your acronyms. They just you have something for every situation, and I think it's a great teaching tool. So thank you so much for sharing your energy, your passion, and your expertise tonight. And again, my name is
Trina
Ramsey. Absolutely. And my business is Perspectives Plus Coaching. I work with people on the gamut of careers, and also, like Ben, life transformation, really looking, particularly I work with women who are in their 40s and 50s and looking at what's next and really thinking about what's my next chapter. This tends to be a pivotal time in a woman's life where we are starting to think, okay, I could actually do something different with my life. Okay, I've been doing a lot for other people, and now it's time for me to really focus on myself. And there's a lot of life to live after you're in your 40s and 50s, so what's going to be next? So I have a monthly show here, so it's every second Tuesday of the month. We're a week early this month, so my next show will be in August, and then at the end of the month, I will also be doing a chat show, and you can find out more by following me on Facebook at Career Talk with Coach Trina. I have a page on Facebook, and that's where I promote all of my shows. Also, if you go to my website, mycoachtrina.com, I actually have two free resources. One of them is career-oriented. It's called Five Signs, It's Time to Leave Your Job and What to Do About It. It's on the main page. You just scroll down a little bit to get to the link to connect to that. You can download that. I also have a free report that's entitled Time to Live Out Loud, and it's really about putting yourself first for a change and really taking full advantage of life, because every day is a gift and tomorrow isn't promised, and it's really time to really start taking that seriously and not living what I call by default. So again, thank you very much. You can reach me by emailing me as well at Trina@mycoachtrina.com, and that's Trina@mycoachtrina.com. Thank you both for sharing this hour with me, and thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time. Have a wonderful night.